John 3:3, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Have you been born again? Born a second time, this time of the Spirit of God? Have you tired of the empty, purposeless existence of this life? Are you weary of its sin, shame, and bondage? Are you being consumed by consumption? Isn't it time for answers, for a solution to this carnal vanity? You can make your decision today. And once you open the door of truth, nothing will ever be the same. Do it right now, and today will be the best day of your life, and tomorrow will be better. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, 1 Peter chapter 1, 24 and 25, For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. God said, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. God said, Malachi chapter 3, verse 6, For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Man said, science and academia, they are the arbiters of truth. The Bible is not in this race. Now the record. Man's truth of today debunks man's truth of yesterday, and man's truth of tomorrow will debunk his truth of today. The reason for this phenomenon is that man's carnal words cannot attain to the truth. God's word is the source of all truth because he is the source of all good. You might be interested to know that the Saxon word good, according to Noah Webster, is interchangeable with the word God. James 1, verse 17, Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. John 17, 17, Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Man's truth will always fail, but God, with whom is no variableness, neither a shadow of turning, his truth, his words, will never fail. God created the earth and the universe just over 6,000 years ago. He made one man and one woman and placed them in the beautiful Garden of Eden. They were immortal and arose every morning to a glorious postcard sky, at least while God's voice, the first voice in paradise, was believed and obeyed. On one day, a second voice, Satan's voice, was heard, and his word was believed over God's. Satan's words are half-truths and distortions, and what carnal men produce today can only be the same as that of their father, the devil. Satan was handed the deed of the earth by Adam, who, like Esau, sold his birthright. Since that day, the world has been immersed in bad words, half-truths, and distortions. Carnaldom's own words desecrate the high places of their past champions at an alarming rate, but most are oblivious. Some in the scientific community even assert that their willingness to tear down their old icons is their academic crown. Unfortunately, they only change their minds to another position of half-truths. A half-dozen changes occurring in the past few months will elucidate the carnal dilemma with truth. Headlines and excerpts follow. Scientists working with the particle collider known as the Large Hadron Collider announced several years ago the discovery of the once theoretical Higgs boson, also known as the God particle. This effort was all part of Einstein's dream of establishing the theory of everything. During the discovery of the Higgs, big news broke out of purported evidence of a new and even smaller particle. The headline in the October 18, 2014 issue of Science News reads, Evidence for new particle vanishes. A few excerpts follow. A fresh analysis of data from the particle collider that delivered the Higgs boson has dashed physicists' hopes that another new particle had emerged from the subatomic shrapnel. We've learned that there's no obvious Godzilla particle hiding with the Higgs, says Tim Tate, a theoretical physicist at the University of California, Irvine. Now we're going to have to look for more subtle signs of new particles. Discovering particles beyond the Higgs could help physicists understand the mysterious components of the universe, such as dark matter. We were all a little hopeful, says Pierre Savard, a University of Toronto particle physicist with the ATLAS experiment. At least 100 researchers offered ideas for particles that could produce the photon results, Tate estimates, end of quote. But when CMS updated its data last year, the photon excess disappeared. And in a study posted August 29, the ATLAS physicists report that the excess signal has disappeared in their data, too. The headline in the September 2014 issue of Scientific American reads, "Welcome to the family." A few sentences follow. Tracing the evolutionary ancestors of Homo sapiens was once thought to be a relatively straightforward matter. Australopithecus begat Homo erectus, which begat Neanderthals, which begat us. Over the past 40 years, fossil finds from the East Africa, among other things, have completely shattered that hypothesis. End of quote. Science writer Frank Sherwin addresses problems facing evolutionists concerning the sea creature Xenophore in the December 2014 issue of Acts and Facts under the title, "Are Animals the Result of Natural Processes or Creation?" We find the following. Biologists at Auburn University recently investigated the genome of a xenophore, a type of jellyfish called the Pacific Sea Gooseberry. These small creatures have transparent bodies and often generate their own light. You can view the fantastic display these creatures produce by typing in xenophore bioluminescence on YouTube. The researchers discovered that the species is quite unique, particularly in the design of its muscles and nerves. As stated in the journal Nature, xenophores are enigmatic animals that combine two distinct nervous systems with an elementary brain-like center and possess mesoderm-derived muscles appropriate to their predatory life. According to secular scientists, this discovery shakes the very foundation of Darwinianism because they contend this new research places xenophores at the evolutionary base of the animal kingdom, replacing sponges as previously supposed. Auburn biologist Dr. Kenneth Hanek stated, "The new genomic data overturns 150 years of scientific theories about the early evolution of animals," end of quote. The headline in the January-February 2015 issue of Discover magazine reads, "The Year in Fraud." Several paragraphs follow. The suicide of a stem cell researcher in Japan last summer prompted a great deal of soul-searching in science. Yoshika Sasse's death came after a scandal involving two papers retracted for fraud, the most high-profile case of scientific misconduct in 2014. But it was far from the only one. Serious questions were also raised about the stem cell research by Harvard's Pierre Anversa. We learn more about Corey Toth, a former diabetics researcher at the University of Calgary, whose lab fabricated data in 9 published articles. And we saw the discovery of an apparent ring to generate positive assessments, a.k.a. peer reviews, of submitted manuscripts, 60 of which wound up being retracted. It might seem, then, that 2014 was an annus horribilis in the world of science fraud. For many in the public, which pays for much of this research and tax dollars, news of these events may have come as a rude awakening. But at Retraction Watch, when we see and hear that kind of commentary, we feel a little like the police captain in Casablanca who proclaims he's shocked, to learn there is gambling at Rick's, only to be handed his winnings a moment later. We started Retraction Watch in 2010, and every year since then, we've witnessed at least a few cases big enough to warrant headlines. Anesthesiologist Yoshitaka Fuji, record holder for retractions at 183. Diederik Stapel, whose groundbreaking social psychology work was almost entirely fabricated. Joachim Bolt, the German critical care specialist and previous attraction record holder. The list goes on. End of quotes. The subhead in April 2015 issue of Discover magazine reads, "Fossils are just one piece of the puzzle at the oldest hominid site outside Africa. Will it rewrite human evolution?" One paragraph follows. As archaeologists, we go with what we have. We make hypotheses and try to test them, and then you dig up something new and go, oops, and you have to make up a new hypothesis, says Tappan. End of quote. Darwin's finches supposedly proved evolution in action, but did they? The headline in the April 2015 issue of Discover magazine reads, "Species Stuck in Neutral," with the subhead, "Darwin's finches are icons of evolution, but did we get the story wrong?" A few sentences follow. The finches that Charles Darwin collected in the Galapagos Islands are considered textbook examples of how a single species differentiated into many to exploit different resources. Subtle changes in the size and structure of beaks among the six species of ground finches have been called evolution caught in the act. But are they really one species or several? In Science Smackdown, we let experts argue both sides of the question. The textbooks are wrong, says ornithologist Robert Zink of the University of Minnesota's Bell Museum of Natural History. End of quote. A paragraph from the March 7, 2015 issue of Science News under the title Genetic History of Darwin's Finches. It reads, "The analysis is rewriting the taxonomy of these birds, and that's a pretty big deal," says evolutionary biologist Scott Edwards of Harvard University, who was not involved in the work. "These birds are the epic center of evolutionary theory." End of quote. The following excerpts are from the God Said, Man Said feature Certainty. Samuel Ambersome, in his book, The Half-Life of Facts, with the subhead, "Why Everything We Know Has an Expiration Date," points out some disconcerting facts, such as, A, medical knowledge about cirrhosis or hepatitis takes about 45 years for half of it to be disproven or become out of date. B, these results are nearly identical to a similar study that examined the overturning of information in surgery. Two Australian surgeons found that half of the facts in that field also became false every 45 years. C. John Ioannidis is a Greek physician and professor at the University of Ioannina School of Medicine, and he is obsessed with understanding the failings and more human properties of the scientific process. He has found that for highly cited clinical trials, initially, the significant and large effects are later found to have smaller effects or often no effect at all in a non-trivial number of instances. Looking within the medical literature over a period of nearly 15 years, Ioannidis examined the most highly cited studies. Of the 45 papers he examined, 7 of them initially had higher effects, and another 7 were contradicted outright by later research. D. Another way to avoid the surprise of changes in knowledge is to simply recognize that it's not that surprising. We are getting better at internalizing this. For example, many medical schools inform their students that within several years, half of what they've been taught will be wrong, and the teachers just don't know which half. End of quote. Man's truth is constantly debunked by man's truth. On God Said, Man Said, we have proved beyond any reasonable doubt the impeccably accurate histories of the Bible, miracles and all. On God Said, Man Said, we have established beyond any credible doubt the miraculous perfection of God's commandments and directives. On God Said, Man Said, we have fully certified the intimate daily interaction of the God of creation with His children, miracles and all. In the past and the present, God's word has been verified as true and righteous altogether. Take a moment to consider some beautiful verses, absolutes we can live by, and absolutes we will live by. Romans 8:28, "And we know that all things work together for the good, to them who love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose." Mark chapter 11, verses 22 through 24. "And Jesus answering saith unto them, Have faith in God, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, What things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them." Revelation 21, 1 through 5. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. John 14:1-3. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Revelation 2:1-26. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. And he said unto me, These sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Carnal man cannot attain to truth. Only the born again enter this secret place of the Most High, a place where truth remains truth. God said, 1 Peter 1:24-25, For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. God said, Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, and today, and forever. God said, Malachi 3:6, For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Man said, Science and academia, they are the arbiters of truth. The Bible is not in this race. Now you have the record.